This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, we've got our next guest in the studio. Carla, who have we got now?
We sure do. We have Diego Ramirez, who's an artist whose exhibition Signs of the Undead opened yesterday at the Mars Gallery in Windsor. Welcome, Diego.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Are you okay after your opening?
I'm really well. I don't drink, so I'm not hungover.
Not too dusty, as they say?
No.
Fresh.
Fresh.
I think some of the other guests might be. They were enjoying the catering. I was there.
So we start off by asking our guests how they got to be where they are in terms of the arts. How did you become an artist?
Well, I did go to art school. I went to RMIT for my undergrad, and I did my honours at Monash. But I don't think they even remember me at Monash. It was really weird. I'm like the fallen angel of the group. And I've been practicing for 5 years. So I guess I've been exhibiting, writing, and doing different things.
So how did you get to RMIT? Where did it all begin?
Well, I was actually doing industrial design, and I did a shift to fine arts.
And Is art something you've always been interested in, Diego? I mean, did you love painting, whatever, as a child, or is it just something that you picked up as you went?
Unfortunately, it's like a curse. Once it gets you, it's like you're just haunted.
And I suppose that's the interesting thing. I find it interesting, and that's what I love to hear about people's stories is, when did you realize that? I mean, what made you think, I might want to do this for the rest of my life, eh?
I don't think there was a conscious moment. It's just the thing where, I'm kind of useless at everything except this one thing.
Wow.
So you just kind of okay, well, I guess that's it, right?
And the interesting thing is, and how about your parents? Did they encourage that? And
they're very intelligent people, so I don't think they encourage it that much.
now, I have to go back and ask that story about the fallen angel. What makes you think that you're the fallen angel of the School of Monash, basically?
Well, my work has always been the ugliest, and I don't know, it was just this...
They didn't get it.
You're out of place.
Yeah, it was really strange. Yeah. And I get along with my classmates really well, but while I was at Monash, I feel like the teachers, and if any of you are listening, take responsibility for it. they just
didn't get it.
No, they didn't.
And
yeah.
How did you? I mean, and how? I suppose the question then is, how did that make you feel? In the sense that did that inspire to do more, or go back and just do what you? Or did that not bother you, and you just kept doing what you were doing anyway?
I actually think it was really healthy because, I had to develop. I guess my own sense of self-validation.
Mm.
And then once you have that, it's like, well, whatever,
You have to really know that it's what you want, and then you have to develop outside of everything else because you don't fit in. Yeah.
No, and it gives you good sass and attitude, and then that's, that carries on.
That I think you just exhibited.
You've
got to believe in yourself as an artist, It can be difficult. And what sort of mediums do you work in? So what's your... Talk us through what you've done in the past.
Well, for a long time, I was working mainly with video, but I also make pictures and light boxes. So, for example, with the show yesterday, I had a lot of neon, perspex, a coffin, a 2-meter coffin.
Yes, because it's called the Signs of the Undead, isn't it?
Yes. So they're all signs of vampirism, literally, commercial signs.
Yes, so what inspired you about working on something about vampires and Draculas?
Actually, the novel of Dracula is a really good example because if you think about Dracula, he's actually a foreigner that goes to England and everyone just freaks out. Do you know, in the novel, there's no... because the whole story is narrated with letters, telegrams, and conversations. We never hear Dracula's perspective.
Mm.
So Dracula could just be
a fantasy.
Well, just like a cash stop Transylvanian that went to England. Yeah. And then they didn't take it very well, right? Like, he got on with a local woman, and he was like, whoa, you know, this is not going to happen. So that's the idea, is how the vampire imagines foreigners as a form of evil, like the foreigner as an evil figure.
So it's just sort of a story about immigration and how people perceive immigrants?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Mm. Yeah, in many ways it is.
Yeah, great.
It's showing the perspective of the other, potentially.
Yeah, potentially. And so the signs in the show, they all convey the very basic ways in which we recognize a vampire. So, for example, the high collar, the bite, the coughing. It's a moment where I suppose people can think through the figure of the vampire.
Mm.
Yep.
Great. So Dracula and vampires, I mean, it's very, very big in pop culture, vampires now. There's dozens of TV shows and movies, and I even went to a club last night that had a vampire theme as well. So I started at your show and then ended up in this queer party in Collingwood there. Everyone was dressed up as vampires as well. So I was like, what's going on here?
Well, maybe, I don't know if it was the same party, but someone posted a picture on Instagram of a bookshelf full of vampires.
Well, maybe it was. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a thing.
Yeah, someone else who was at the opening and then...
Yeah, and then ended up there. And yeah. It was a bit of a theme happening throughout the evening with the vampires in Melbourne in this cold winter's day. So it probably worked quite well for the spookiness of the weather.
I'm connected to the side guys.
So yeah, yes, exactly. You're so hot right now.
I love it. And so you had the big coffin that was in the middle of the room. So you made that... It's a sculptural piece, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a sculptural piece. So I originally made that. I didn't make it myself. It was made by Will Foster, who also gave me black garlic during the opening. Thank you, Will. it was originally made for a show at Bandura that dealt with these kind of ideas.
Yeah.
So now I own a 2-meter coffin. Yeah.
But you mentioned a little bit about, I suppose, the Dracula, story of Dracula and everything else, and this whole show. What do you want people to sort of, I suppose, what are you trying to portray, or what do you want people to take away from the show that you put together?
I suppose it's the way I approach the vampire is mainly in an analytical way. So thinking about what it means, what a vampire means, and there's different ways to look at the vampire. So one is the idea of race, you know, the vampire and the blood, mixing, pollution, etc. But you can also think about gender, or, yes, I said, like, migration. The vampire is always from a different time, a different place, a different era. Mm. So, you know, because it's such a pervasive figure in popular culture, I think it's a good moment to think about what it represents and the kind of anxieties that it conveys today.
And so your show started last night, is it?
Yes.
And how long is that on for?
It goes until the 3rd of August, I've got written here. So it's not on for very long.
I wasn't trying to put you on the spot.
So, yeah, it's not on very long. So it's at the Mars Gallery in Windsor, so just off Chapel Street there. And it finishes on the 3rd, so get down there to have a look.
Yeah, 3rd of August.
There, I've got it. Luckily somebody sent through.
Do you have a website or a portfolio that people can have a look at your work?
Yeah, diego-ramirez.net. And I have my work and the writing there.
Right, so you're a writer
as
well.
So you write as well? Oh, sorry, John.
yeah, I do. Yep.
What sort of writing do you do?
Mainly arts writing. So, for example, I wrote a piece that's very close to the show for this platform called Island Island, and it's about vampire, the copy, and Australian art. So, you know, if anyone is interested, they can go
jump on and have a bit of a read before they go to the exhibition.
Yeah, it's actually like a really good pairing.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Great. Well, congratulations on that. And we've been talking to Diego Ramirez, who's the artist who just launched a show, Signs of the Undead, which is on at the Mars Gallery on right now up until the 3rd of August. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks to you.
Thank you.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.